Well, welcome to the program. We are at the Under Armour Performance Center in Owings Mills, Maryland, to start our pre-draft show here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Brett Hollander here. Thank you so much for being with us. And right off the bat on this Thursday night with the draft 1 week from tonight, Eric DaCosta, the Ravens assistant general manager, joins us. Eric, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
So a week out, how do you feel?
I feel good. Most of the work took place in February and at the combine and before the meetings. And, you know, the coaches have done an amazing job of getting the board ready and looking at guys over the last couple of weeks. And we're just basically finishing a couple of rough spots we have in the sequence list. I think everybody's got a good sense for this draft and the quality of the depth at the different positions. And we're ready to go.
Before we get into the draft, I do want to talk about the events of this week, and that's Jimmy Smith and that signing. Take me through that process. It felt like, from my vantage point, although I'm sure this wasn't the case from yours, that it came together very quickly.
Well, I think...
Or surprisingly, maybe, is the best way to put it.
I think the first thing is Jimmy's played well, so it makes it easy for us to start these discussions when a player plays up to his abilities, and we think he's going to really be primed to have an amazing season this year for us as a shutdown corner. So I think the discussions start with Pat and Drew Rosenhaus, who we have a very good relationship with. You know, back at the combine, they started to have some initial discussions, and I think both sides were very comfortable with the parameters of the deal, and it was easy to get it done. I think Jimmy wants to be here. We wanted Jimmy, so when both sides really want something, it happens pretty quickly, and I think it was just a matter of, how long was it going to take? But I think, both sides work very well together. We've done many, many deals with Drew Rosenhaus over the years. Jimmy really likes Baltimore, and we really like him, so it was a slam dunk.
When someone that you draft, particularly a first-round pick, gets extended to a big contract here in Baltimore, how much does that validate the process, the pick, and everything?
Well, it's what you aspire to with all your picks. Obviously we can't do that with the age of the salary cap. It's very hard to do that. You have to pick and choose your battles. But you want to be able to say that you want these guys back on their second contract. They play well enough to justify the organization bringing them back again. So Jimmy's a great example of that. He's a guy that came in as a rookie and continued to grow and grow as a player and finally got to the maturity point as a player where he became, in our opinion, one of the best corners in football. So it's very, very exciting to have, I think your critical linchpin positions, corner being one of those, quarterback, tackle, the tackle spot. Certain positions are very, very important to the success of your team, and having Jimmy back on this team is a big part of that.
Yeah, it seems like to me corners become one of those premium positions in this league, considering the passing nature of it and the ability for these great quarterbacks and wide receivers to get down the field, and it's hard to win if you don't have that top guy. And it seems like the drop-off from the top tier to the second tier to the third tier to the fourth tier is so precipitous. It's so severe.
Oh, that's huge. And it's like pitchers in baseball. You can have as many as you want, but you better have more than that because you're going to get injured and break down. It's just that the corners are like Ferraris and race cars. And, it's such a unique ability, skill set. They've got to be big and physical. They've got to be athletic and fast. So everything kind of works together because these guys have to cover these huge wideouts with tremendous speed. Unfortunately, they get hurt a lot. So, we saw last year New England had success. Their defense really improved last year because they had good corners. And we got through the season, and we played well. I think our guys, we did as well as we could given our circumstances of all the injuries and things like that. But it's a priority for us to keep that position strong. The year we won the Super Bowl, we were fortunate to have three or four really, really good quality corners for us. We've lost some players over the last couple of years, and our task is really to keep that position strong.
Does this change anything for next week as far as having Jimmy in the fold long term?
No, I don't think so, because we had him this year anyways.
Right.
So I think the thing is we understand the importance of the position. And as you alluded to, with the passing game as such now around the league and teams, throwing for more and more yards and just the vertical passing game, and it's tough for defenses with all the rule changes and things like that. So I think it just magnifies the importance of the corner position. It's something that we feel very strongly about. I think most people would say that it is a need for our team, although we don't draft by need. I think people would look at our team and say, well, that's an important position for the Ravens to address. And we understand that. We think it's important, too, and we'll try to do that.
Ravens assistant GM Eric DaCosta with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Today, the Ravens unveiled their 20th anniversary logo for the upcoming season. This is a process where the Ravens have been the hallmark organization in the league, and it's been the lifeblood of the Ravens' success to have the same people really in charge calling the shots for 20 years in modern-day professional sports is extremely rare. if you could, Eric, kind of just touch on that to have just the same hierarchy in place through this process.
Well, you know, we think that continuity is critical. You know, it starts at the top with Mr. Modell and now Steve Bisciotti. It starts with your head coach, as we've been fortunate that in our 20 years we've only had three head coaches, three outstanding head coaches, and one general manager. So, you know, in scouting specifically, we've been together for most of us 20 years, 17 years, 16 years, 12 years. We don't lose scouts. So, you know, having the people in place year after year after year makes the process very smooth. We speak the same language. I think organizationally we speak the same language. Most of us have been here since the inception of the organization, and there's a comfort in that for me personally, but I think for the organization, I think that's one of our biggest strengths.
How has the process changed, this draft process? Do you look at things different? Do you look at players differently? Positions of need, that's obviously fluctuated a little bit. How has it changed the biggest thing over the last two decades?
Well, I think the internet has greatly increased the amount of information that's available, makes it more accessible for us, but also for fans. Everything is scrutinized. There's much more media coverage. And I think that, you know, because of society and because of different things, we've become much more attuned to who the player is as a person off the field, family background, intelligence, durability, all the intangible things that we look at. What drives this player? You know, who is he as a person? You know, cultivating sources at schools, you know, building relationships with people to generate more information has become very, very important and critical in the process. It used to be that really watching the tape was the only thing that we did to evaluate the player. And now it's probably 50% of what we do, but the other 50% is really trying to figure out the DNA of the player.
You said something interesting during the Ravens pre-draft press conference when asked about the character question off the field, which is obviously a hot-button issue right now in the league. We saw Hardy suspended 10 games yesterday. It's a different world in the aftermath of last year. But you said we always looked at those things, and that evaluation process, we're always looking to find ways to fine-tune it, but we always considered it very high on our list.
Yeah, we have. You know, I think it starts with building your culture as an organization and understanding who you are and what you aspire to be, and then finding players that fit that. So it's important to us that our players fit exactly what we want. We're a tough-minded team. Our players need to be tough. We're a team that's always been fast, a fast football team. That's important. But there's a style of play, and there's a type of person that we want on this team, and so we spend a lot of time trying to really screen and find those players that fit from a personality standpoint, from an integrity standpoint, from a discipline standpoint, from a work ethic standpoint. They've got to be able to play football. But just because they play football doesn't mean they have those other qualities. We're looking for the perfect match of football player and personality to come together and be on our team.
Eric DaCosta is with us. We'll step away for one moment here at the Under Armour Performance Center, and we'll come back with the Ravens assistant general manager here on WBAL News Radio 1090.